Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray that any sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's listening today that this is helpful to her and edifying and just helps her that she stays in a humble place to where she doesn't understand her dream, that she does recognize that she doesn't understand it and gets help if she needs to understand it so that she can stay in your perfect will. So that if there is any important message that you're trying to get through to her, that she does, that she's able to receive it and hear it and stay in your perfect will. And that if she does understand them, that but just needs some help, that this really just bears fruit and grants that clarity to help her understand, so that she can stay inside of your perfect will. Ask all these praise in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, and then also too, if you don't have if you do, one way to help out with dreams is just again asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, as you might see that, hopefully you're already starting to pray this way and asking the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost on a regular, consistent basis so that you can understand things better and see more clearly. And then you also too may likely start to see that you have more dreams, that your dreams are more vivid and clearer also too. Okay, I remember well, I'll just leave it at that. Okay, so just going through some basic dream imagery that I've seen somewhat consistently with the church. Once again, it's really clear though. I'm gonna say this over again. Dream interpretation is a gift of the spirits. You can understand it to a certain point oftentimes, but then you may need help. If you do need help, be humble and ask for help. Because I just want to explain that because it's not one size fits all. Okay. Not these images are going to mean the same thing every single time in every single dream. It's something of the spirit. Okay. To where they can mean something different. He's the one that explains it. Okay. So just some basic things that I've been seeing with the church is flooding, okay? Large amounts of water, okay? This is more than likely just talking about the judgment that's coming, and that you need to be prepared for it. Nakedness, okay? If you find yourself, naked in a dream, it's usually a call to repent, that you've got some sort of sin in your life that needs to be cleansed, okay? Okay, like it says here in Revelation chapter 16, verse 15, it says, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." Okay, the bathroom. Okay, if you find yourself in the bathroom, if you're trying to go to the bathroom and you can't get to the bathroom, it's purging, okay, cleansing. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." Okay, so the Holy Spirit may be, trying to get you purged and cleansed of something, and you're not doing it. Okay, or there's an idol in the way. So if you're trying to get to the bathroom and you can't get to the bathroom, and there's something in the way blocking you from getting to the bathroom, oftentimes that'll be that thing that's standing in the way. People can be all manner of things. If you're dreaming about celebrities, a lot of times people will kind of get mixed up and think they're dreaming about the actual celebrity, and it's not. The celebrity represents something, and it can be a multitude of things. What the celebrity represents, a celebrity can represent a group of people, it can represent a person that you knew before, and the celebrity can represent you, okay? It all depends. Each that one kind of changes from time to time more often. But the purging one is really important, because in terms of times of judgment, because as he's getting you ready and trying to prepare you, okay, what you're going to see is he's going to be making you holy and cleansing you. So if you see yourself naked in a dream, if you see yourself trying to purge and go to the bathroom and you can't, okay, these are warnings, and those types of warnings are extremely important, because if you have that, if you're not cleansed, and if you are naked, okay, just like I just read in the scriptures, okay, you're going to be exposed in your shame. Okay, so you want to get those, you want to get clothed in holiness, you want to purge. Okay, so you want to find out what it is that's blocking that, because that will leave open doors for you in times of judgment. That's not a good thing, okay? These types of dreams, oftentimes the dreams that are a warning are the most important, okay? Because it's small and it may not seem like much when you have that dream or when you see it, but then what happens is if it doesn't get cleansed and removed long term, what happens is it just comes like a flood. All of a sudden, this thing just bears all this bad fruit in your life, and you're going, what happened? You know what I mean? And what it was is he was warning you a while back, okay, to get something, you know, corrected and to get back on the straight path, and you didn't. And unfortunately, then it bears all this bad fruit later on in your life. So those warnings are extremely important. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a heart of humility and really goes after your Holy Spirit, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit continually. Ask all these resources in Jesus' name. Amen.